With 4 days to go until the midterm elections, Republicans and Democrats have refined their final pitch to voters. The president continues to focus on immigration, even after another strong jobs report today. Democrats are talking about health care. We're joined now by NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there, Jeremy.
So the president has been busy campaigning. He's got a busy schedule ahead of the election. What is his strategy in the final days of the race?
Well, this president has been focused on immigration the way he had been focused on immigration when he came down the golden escalator when he launched his presidential campaign bid. Then he said Mexico was sending rapists and criminals to the United States, and now he's taking aim at asylum seekers and the caravan. So it's the same sort of animating issue that you've seen with this president for his base, while at the same time hoping that the economy can help buoy him.
But he seems to be a little worried about a loss in momentum. Here he is at a campaign event in Missouri yesterday, blaming the attempted bombings and the deadly shooting in Pittsburgh for hurting Republican momentum.
Tremendous numbers of Republicans are going out to vote. Now, we did have two maniacs stop a momentum that was incredible because for 7 days, nobody talked about the elections. It stopped a tremendous momentum. More importantly, we have to take care of our people, and we don't care about momentum when it comes to a disgrace like just happened to our country.
Do you think Republicans are worried right now?
Yeah, I think they are worried. They're worried in the House. They're worried that that suburban voters, particularly women, are going to be turned off by this message and his rhetoric, and they already have been. What one of our pollsters said was that this is not what President Trump wants to be talking about. This is not how he wants to close an election. In other words, civility in public life, which so many people have been talking about as a result of the Pittsburgh shootings and these mail bombs that were sent out. It just like after Charlottesville, when this president winds up being in public talking about these kinds of things that are divisive, racially tinged, his party winds up attached to it and does not benefit.
Meanwhile, the fact checkers have been working overtime the last several days. There are a lot of things the president has been saying that have been pointed out to be false.
Well, for sure. I mean,
is that a risk, though, for him to do that?
You know, not with his base probably, but with independents and with Republican women in particular, it is a problem potentially. You know, in our polling, in the latest NPR PBS NewsHour polling, one number that was kind of overlooked really jumped out to me and some of my colleagues, and that was that only 59% of Republican women said that they were enthusiastic about voting in this election. That was compared to 80% of Republican men. You know, and Republican women are the types of people who really need to get out to the polls in those suburban districts in order for Republicans to have a chance to hold the House. And the landscape is just so wide right now. It's shallow, but very, very wide. There are some 80 seats that we're watching, many of them that go through suburban districts that are just Republican-held seats. There are only 8 Republican targets, in other words, seats that Democrats hold.
Well, and the Democrats have been out in force, the high-profile Democrats. President Obama's campaigning in Florida today, and here is Vice President Joe Biden at an event in Michigan last night.
The only thing strong enough to tear America apart is America itself. And we've seen it start, and we have to make it stop. That's what Tuesday's all about. We have to make it clear. We have to make it clear that we Democrats, we choose hope over fear.
Sounds like he's losing his voice there, Domenico. But what are Democrats focusing on in the last few days?
Well, Vice President Biden certainly is hoarse from the amount of campaigning that he's been doing, and he's trying to push that message of hope over fear. You know, a lot of Democrats obviously were fired up and angry about President Trump's election. The fact of the matter is we have a record number of candidates running, a record number of Democratic women who have won nominations to House seats, for example, mostly spurred because of President Trump. But that is not what Democrats have been focused on. The lesson that they've learned from the 2016 campaign was they felt that Hillary Clinton's campaign was far too reactive to Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And what they felt like she didn't do and what they needed to do was have a positive message and offer people something. And what that has been in this campaign repeatedly has been health care, how to keep health care affordable. And then the Republicans with their tax cuts, the irony, they thought they'd be able to run on that, Republicans, and Democrats instead seem to be benefiting from that because polling is showing that people would rather vote for a Democrat as a result of those tax cuts as opposed to a Republican. And what one Democratic operative said to me is we're going to call this the tax cut scam that's intended to cut your Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid. And that's certainly what they've closed on.
And it seems like there are a lot of people who have already voted. The early voting numbers looking pretty strong around the country. We'll be watching that. And of course, we'll be here on Tuesday and Wednesday to look at what is going on. NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
You got it.